Iceland often feels like a place that does not belong to everyday life. It is a land of sagas, of fire, and ice so raw it seems to exist more in myth than in the steady rhythm of the modern world. But beyond the spectacle, beneath the northern lights and slumbering volcanoes, lies a quieter, more human story. It is a story measured in the shifting of seasons, found in the low hum of a fishing boat at dawn, or the shared warmth of a geothermal pool on a winter's night. Here, survival is not a dramatic struggle, but a quiet persistence. This is life lived at the edge of the world, where the boundary between nature and humanity is thin, and the most profound moments are often the most ordinary. At the northeastern tip of Iceland, the Melrakkasléttu Peninsula reaches out into the Arctic Ocean. Here lies Raufarhöfn, a village guided by the rhythm of the sea. In winter, the sun barely clears the horizon. It casts a soft, perpetual twilight over the harbor. The days are short, marked by the departure and return of the fishing fleet. Work is a constant battle against the cold and the wind. A fisherman, his face etched by years of salt spray, hauls his nets onto the pier. The catch is modest, but it is enough. It is the foundation of life here. Inside, homes are bastions of warmth and light. Coffee is always brewing, a silent invitation to pause and share a quiet moment. A family gathers for the evening meal. The conversation is soft, punctuated by the rattle of the wind against the window pane. A child does his homework at the kitchen table, the lamp glowing like a small sun in the vast darkness. In Raufarhöfn, community is not just a concept, it is a necessity. Here, survival depends on the quiet, unwavering presence of one another. Forty kilometers off the northern coast, the island of Grimsey straddles the Arctic Circle. Life here follows the ferry schedule and the mood of the sea. For the 50 souls who live on this basalt rock, isolation is a constant companion. The mail comes with the boat, along with groceries and news from the mainland. When the weather turns, the island is cut off, left to its own devices. The rhythm of the day is slow and deliberate. A man repairs a fence, his movements unhurried, his gaze often drifting to the horizon. The island is a sanctuary for seabirds. Their calls form the soundtrack of daily life. Children play near the cliffs, their ease around the precipice a sign of an island upbringing. They know the wind by its sound, the sea by its color. In the community hall, a woman knits a traditional lopapesa. Her needles click in a steady, meditative rhythm. It is a quiet act of creation. A thread of tradition woven into the fabric of life here. On this small outpost of land, existence is a conversation between humanity and the vast, indifferent wilderness around it. Tucked away in a shallow fjord, Bakkafjordur is a village that feels like a memory. The harbor, once bustling, is quieter now. The fish processing plant, the heart of the community for generations, has downsized. Yet, life persists. It is a life rooted in tradition, in the old ways of doing things. An elderly fisherman shows his grandson how to tie a specific knot. This knowledge is passed down through hands, not books. The gesture is slow, patient, a silent transfer of heritage. The days unfold with a familiar cadence. The small grocery store opens, its bell announcing the first customer of the day. In the afternoon, neighbors gather for coffee. The conversation drifts from local news to the weather forecast. The wind sweeps down from the highlands, carrying the scent of moss and cold earth. For the few families that remain, Bakkafjordur is more than a place on a map. It is a choice. It is the decision to stay, to honor the past while navigating an uncertain future. A woman tends her small garden, her hands in the soil, a quiet act of faith in the coming season. In the West Fjords, where mountains plunge directly into the sea, the village of Bildudalur rests on the shores of Arnarfjordur. Life here is shaped by the fjord's embrace. The water is a source of livelihood, a mirror for the sky, and a barrier to the outside world. Fishing boats are the lifeblood of the community. Their engines are a familiar sound in the morning stillness. A young family works together on their boat. The parents teach their children the rhythms of the sea. It is a classroom without walls, where lessons are taught by the tide and the wind. The village is quiet. The pace of life is unhurried. A delivery truck makes its weekly rounds, bringing supplies over the mountain pass. Its arrival is a small event, a connection to the world beyond the fjord. In the evenings, the houses glow against the dark bulk of the mountains. A man sits on his porch, looking out at the water, a moment of quiet contemplation as the day fades. In Bildudalur, people live with the mountains at their back and the sea at their feet. It is a life of profound beauty and profound isolation, where the grandeur of nature is a constant, humbling presence. Djupivogur on the east coast is a village that has embraced a slower pace. It is part of the Cityslow movement, an international network of towns committed to a higher quality of life. Here, time is not something to be conquered, but to be savored. The harbor is a mix of fishing vessels and artists' studios. A sculptor works on a piece of driftwood, her tools shaping the wood with gentle, focused energy. Her art is inspired by the landscape, by the smooth, sea-worn stones and the ever-changing light. Daily life unfolds around the harbor. A baker prepares bread in his small shop, the aroma drifting through the quiet streets. Children walk home from school, their chatter a bright sound in the calm afternoon. The local cooperative is a meeting place where groceries are bought and stories are exchanged. An elderly couple sits on a bench overlooking the water, sharing a thermos of coffee in comfortable silence. They have watched this view for decades, yet it is never the same. In Djupivogur, life is an art form. It is a conscious choice to live in harmony with the natural rhythm of the world. Nestled in a narrow fjord in the north, Siglufjordur is a town haunted by a prosperous past. In the mid-20th century, it was the herring capital of the world, a boomtown teeming with fishermen and factory workers. Herring are gone now, but their memory remains, etched into the old buildings and the stories of the older generation. An old man walks along the pier, his gaze distant, remembering the days when the harbor was so full of boats you could walk across it. Today, life is quieter, more stable. The town has reinvented itself, but the sea is still its anchor. A young woman works at the local museum, preserving the history of the herring years for a new generation. Her work is a bridge between the past and the present. In the afternoon, a group of friends meets at the bakery. Their conversation mixes Icelandic and English, a sign of the town's growing connection to the outside world. As evening falls, the lights of the town reflect on the calm water of the fjord, a quiet testament to a community that has learned to endure, to remember, and to begin again. Looks out onto Skjalfandi Bay, a body of water rich with life. For generations, this was a town of fishermen. Now it is also a town of whale watchers. The two industries coexist, sharing the same harbor, the same sea. A whale-watching boat heads out into the bay, its passengers wrapped in warm overalls, their faces turned to the water in anticipation. Not far away, a fishing vessel returns with its catch, gulls circling overhead. It is a delicate balance, a new economy built alongside the old. In the town, life follows a steady rhythm. A mechanic repairs an engine in his garage, the smell of oil and metal mingling with the salt air. A teacher leads her class through a lesson on marine biology, using the bay as a living textbook. The children know the names of the whales as well as they know the names of their friends. A family gathers for dinner. The father, a boat captain, shares a story of a blue whale sighting. His daughter listens, eyes wide with wonder. In Húsavík, the sea is not just a resource, it is a neighbor, a mystery, and a source of daily awe. At the end of a long fjord in the east, accessible for many years only by sea or a treacherous mountain pass, lies Neskaupstadur. The town is a hub of industry. Its large fish processing plant and shipyard provide work for many. The scale of the operation contrasts sharply with the quiet grandeur of the surrounding mountains. A welder works on the hull of a ship, sparks from his torch flaring bright in the grey afternoon. His work is precise and demanding, a vital part of the town's economic engine. Despite the industry, the pace of life is gentle. The town is protected by the fjord, sheltered from the worst of the coastal storms. A group of teenagers practices music in a community hall. Their band, a creative outlet in a town defined by manual labor. Their music echoes in the quiet streets, a sound of youth and hope. A woman returns home from her shift at the factory, tired but content. She prepares a simple meal for her family, a quiet ritual marking the end of the working day. In Neskaupstada, hard work and a deep connection to place are the twin pillars of a resilient community. The town of Herfen sits on a peninsula in the southeast, with the vast expanse of the Vatnajökull glacier dominating the horizon. On a clear day, the ice cap seems to float above the landscape, a constant reminder of nature's immense power. This is a fishing town, famous for its langoustine. The harbour is the centre of life, a place of work and community. A crew unloads crates of lobster, their movements efficient and practiced. The catch will be sent to restaurants across Iceland and beyond, a taste of this remote corner of the world. Life in Hufn is lived in the shadow of the glacier. Its presence influences the weather, the light, the very mood of the town. A photographer waits for the perfect light to capture the ice, a patient vigil that can last for hours. His work is an attempt to translate the sublime beauty of his home into an image. In a small cafe, a family shares a meal, their conversation easy and familiar. Through the window, the glacier gleams in the late afternoon sun. For the people of Herfen, this extraordinary landscape is simply the backdrop to their ordinary, extraordinary lives. Patricksfjordur is a village that clings to the shore of a wide fjord in the Vestfjords. The mountains here are old and weathered, their slopes descending steeply to the sea. Life is shaped by this dramatic topography. The fishing industry is the main employer, and the rhythm of the town follows the boats that come and go from the harbour. A young man who chose to return home after university mends a net on the pier. His decision to stay is a quiet act of commitment to his community, to a way of life he values. The winters are long in the West Fjords, the darkness profound. The community turns inward, finding warmth and connection in shared activities. The local swimming pool, heated by geothermal water, is a social hub. Neighbors float in the warm water, their conversations mingling with the steam rising into the cold air. It is a moment of simple, communal pleasure. A woman bakes bread in her kitchen, the warmth and aroma filling the house. It is a small act of domestic comfort against the vast, wild landscape just outside her door. In the wide, fertile valley of Skagafjordur in northern Iceland, the connection to the land runs deep and enduring. This is a region of farmers and horse breeders. The Icelandic horse, a unique and hardy breed, is central to the culture here. A farmer rides out to check on his sheep, his horse moving with a steady, confident gait across the rugged terrain. The bond between them is one of mutual trust and respect, forged over centuries. Life on the farm is governed by the seasons. The long days of summer are for haymaking, a period of intense work to prepare for winter. The short days of winter are for mending equipment, caring for the animals, and waiting for the return of the light. family gathers in their farmhouse for the evening meal. The food on the table comes from their own land, a direct connection to the soil they cultivate. Through the window, the northern lights begin to dance across the sky, a silent, spectacular display above a quiet, sleeping farm. In the south of Iceland, the village of Flúðir is a testament to Icelandic ingenuity. Here, the Earth's geothermal energy is harnessed to create an unlikely oasis. Rows of greenhouses glow against the dark landscape, filled with tomatoes, cucumbers, and herbs growing year-round. A worker moves through the warm, humid air of a greenhouse, tending to the plants. It is a strange and beautiful contrast, a lush, green world thriving in the midst of a subarctic climate. This geothermal bounty shapes life in Flúðir. The village has a sense of abundance, a warmth that comes directly from the ground beneath their feet. The local swimming pool is a popular gathering spot, its water naturally hot. A group of friends relaxes in the pool after work, steam rising around them as they chat and unwind. A chef at a local restaurant prepares a dish using tomatoes grown just a few hundred meters away. The meal is a celebration of place, a taste of the unique partnership between the community and the powerful, hidden forces of the earth. Laugarvatn is a small community built on the shore of a lake, surrounded by birch forests and geothermal hotspots. The village is a center for education, home to a boarding school that attracts students from across the country. During the school year, the town is filled with the energy of youth. students walk between classes, their laughter echoing in the crisp air. The school is more than an institution. It is the heart of the community, its rhythm defining the rhythm of the village. Daily life is intertwined with the lake and the surrounding nature. A family goes for a walk along the shore, skipping stones on the calm water. Steam rises from geothermal vents at the lake's edge, a familiar sight. A local baker uses this natural heat to bake rye bread, burying the dough in the hot sand for 24 hours. He unearths the finished loaf, a dark, dense bread cooked by the earth itself. It is a simple, timeless tradition, a quiet moment of connection between food, nature, and the steady routines of life in Laugarvatn. The village of Vík í Mýrdal is a place of dramatic beauty and constant threat. It sits on the south coast, with black sand beaches, basalt sea stacks, and the powerful Atlantic on one side, and the Katla volcano, slumbering beneath the Mýrdalsjökull ice cap, on the other. Life here requires a deep respect for the power of nature. A resident checks the local eruption forecast, a routine as normal as checking the weather. The community is small and close-knit, bound together by shared vulnerability. The local school practices evacuation drills, the children learning the safest route to high ground. It is a serious lesson taught with calm purpose. A woman walks on the black sand beach, her dog running ahead. The waves crash on the shore with a thunderous roar, a constant reminder of the ocean's strength. She watches the sea for a long time. A solitary figure in a vast, powerful landscape. In Vík, life is lived on the edge, a beautiful, precarious balance between peace and peril. Valsvalur is a service town in South Iceland, a hub for the surrounding agricultural region. It is a place of ordinary modern Icelandic life. But its proximity to several active volcanoes, including the infamous Eyjafjallajökull, means the extraordinary is never far away. A farmer works in his field, the silhouette of the volcano a familiar part of the view. He remembers the 2010 eruption, the ash that covered his land, the uncertainty. The memory is not a source of fear, but a part of his story, a reminder of the land's volatility. Preparedness is woven into the fabric of the community. The local search and rescue team meets for a training exercise, its volunteer members ready to respond at a moment's notice. They are farmers, mechanics, teachers, ordinary people, trained for extraordinary circumstances. In a home in Valsvalur, a family has a box of emergency supplies ready. It sits in a closet, a quiet, practical acknowledgement of the risks of living in this geologically active region. A mother tells her child a story, her voice calm and reassuring, a small anchor of stability in a world that can change in an instant. At the end of a long, winding fjord in the east, the town of Seyðisfjörður is a haven for artists and creatives. The colourful, historic wooden houses and dramatic mountain setting have drawn a community that values beauty and self-expression. An artist works in her studio, a converted fish factory. The vast space is filled with light, her work inspired by the colors and textures of the fjord. She came here for a residency and never left, captivated by the town's unique blend of isolation and creative energy. The town's remoteness fosters a strong sense of community. In the winter, the mountain pass can be closed for days, cutting the town off from the rest of the country. The residents are accustomed to this, their lives well-stocked and self-sufficient. A group of musicians rehearses in a local bar, their music a blend of traditional Icelandic folk and contemporary sounds. It is a sound unique to this place, born of long winters and a shared creative spirit. A man sits by the water, sketching the mountains in his notebook. A quiet, personal conversation with the landscape. Ísafjörður is the largest town in the Westfjords, a regional center for culture and education. Yet it is profoundly isolated, surrounded by steep mountains that keep the town in shadow for months during winter. For the young people growing up here, this isolation presents both challenges and opportunities. A group of high school students works on a film project, a dark comedy about life in a small, remote town. Their creativity is a response to their environment, a way of making sense of their unique world. The community works hard to create its own cultural life. The town has a thriving music school, a theater group, and an annual arts festival. Akureyri, the capital of the north, is Iceland's second largest urban area. It is a city that offers a different version of Icelandic life, combining modern amenities with a close connection to nature. A software developer works from her home office, her window looking out onto the fjord. She is part of a growing community of professionals who have chosen Akureyri for its better work-life balance, slower pace, and proximity to the mountains and the sea. The city has a sense of vibrancy. Downtown streets are lined with shops, cafes, and galleries. University students gather in a coffee shop, laptops open, conversation lively. It is a scene that could be from any modern European city, yet the wilderness is just minutes away. a family spends their Saturday afternoon skiing in the mountains above the city. For them, this easy access to nature is the primary reason they choose to live here. On the Snæfellsnes Peninsula, the town of Stykkishólmur is a place where science, fishing, and history intersect. The colorful, well-preserved houses in the town center give it a timeless feel, while the harbor remains a hub of activity. A fishing boat unloads its catch, the work hard and physical, continuing a centuries-old tradition. Just a short walk away, a scientist at the local Marine Research Institute analyses water samples, her work focused on the future of the ocean. Selfoss is a town that represents the heart of ordinary contemporary Iceland. Located in the southern lowlands, it is a bustling hub of commerce and family life. It lacks the dramatic coastal setting of many Icelandic towns, but it offers something else, a sense of normalcy and stability. A young couple pushes a stroller through a suburban neighborhood, the scene familiar and universal. They moved here from Reykjavik for more affordable housing, quieter streets, and a strong sense of community. To live in Iceland is to understand rhythm. The rhythm of the tides, of long dark winters and endlessly bright summers. The rhythm of work tied to the sea and the land. The rhythm of a community that knows the value of interdependence. Life here requires patience, a willingness to adapt, and a deep respect for the forces of nature. The landscape is a constant presence, a character in every story. It shapes the people, their work, their art, and their view of the world. And in return, they leave their own quiet mark upon it. A solitary farmhouse, a winding sheep path, the warm glow of a village against the vast, silent dark. People stay, or they return, not in spite of the challenges, but because of the profound connection those challenges create. A connection to the earth, to each other, and to a way of life that is, in its quiet way, extraordinary.